Chapter 68. Sylvie was working with Gaia, adding lines of code, modifying algorithms. She was working from her Toronto warehouse office and was surrounded by half a dozen screens set to a moderate level of brightness. It was just after midnight, and the minimal light was more than enough. She was frustrated and needed a distraction. Usually, writing and editing code put her in her happy place. It was her therapy, not now. She felt like the net was closing in from a few different angles. She had kept LP at bay, although she kept wondering uneasily how this ghost from her past had come back to haunt her, throwing a wrench into their plans. In essence, LP had somehow accidentally stumbled upon her messaging network and discovered how she was communicating with animals. Did he know the full extent of what she was doing? What she had discovered and developed over the past decade? So far, most of the surveillance that she and Gaia were tracking showed that LP and his group were still relatively clueless about the big picture. Case's experience with the whales, however, came a bit too close to their plans for comfort. "We've been moving along so well," she said out loud, pausing for a few moments to tap at her keyboard again. "We certainly have," Gaia answered. Right now, Gaia was the only other thing Sylvie really needed to complete her plan. She didn't trust anyone or anything else. She remembered when the concept had initially occurred to her. It was after barely escaping arrest yet again during a series of protests in England in 2003. Like most women in Neolithic times, she was done with being hunted. She would be the hunter. She had realized way back then that civil disobedience was a waste of time and effort. She had to work from the inside, train, focus, plan, build, act decisively.